If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life. Since we constantly create blogs for our website, and I continuously have to, I guess, proofread those blogs, I figured why wouldn't I read them out loud and give people the opportunity to listen to them if they're not interested in reading them? So that is what I'm going to do. I'm not really all that good of a reader, so I may screw up. I may also have to pause to fix a mistake. And it may not be enjoyable at all to listen to, but we'll find out if you guys like it. The first blog I'm going to read is Critical Thinking. I'm hoping to post this afternoon, as long as it's decent, I suppose. So, Critical Thinking, you lovely creature you. We all hear over and over how valuable you are in the workplace, yet you seem to act as if you were a magical unicorn prancing through a majestic meadow full of lucky charms. Seriously, how many of the ultra-successful business professionals announce that Generation Z and millennials lack the ability to critically think and then proceed to go on their merry way? Well, we were personally sick of it. We wanted answers, so we decided to write this post for all of you. What is critical thinking? What is critical thinking? This is awkward because if you kept up with our blog, you wouldn't be asking what critical thinking is. So, for all the slackers, in parentheses, kidding, we love you, here's a link to the first of many critical thinking blogs, GoMahi.com/critical-thinking-assessment. Anyways, so for all the slackers failing to stay up to date with our content, here's a quick summary. Essentially, critical thinking is the ability to be disciplined enough intellectually to apply a analyze, synthesize, and evaluate a situation before acting or forming a belief. In human terms, it's intentionally analyzing information to make better decisions and generally understanding things better. Here are a few practices that can help make you better than the normal everyday thinkers. Humble brag. Question basic assumptions. When you make assumptions without thinking for yourself, you look like an idiot. That quote is from me. The above quote holds true for all of us. We've all had that moment where somebody told us that Clifford the Big Red Dog is real, and then proceeded to agree with them like a fool. Okay, maybe not all of us had this exact moment, but we can all relate to some moment where we looked stupid because we failed to question our own basic assumptions. Some of the greatest critical thinkers in human history were those who sat and questioned if one of everyone else's general assumptions may just be wrong. Questioning assumptions is where innovation happens, and it's relatively simple. Week number one. This week, question your assumptions and critically evaluate what's practical, applicable, or achievable. Ask meaningful questions that lead to constructive and useful answers. Focus on learning and use driving questions to eliminate passive acceptance of information. And train yourself to search for different views and opinions while taking nothing for granted. Let's take a break to give ourselves a quick round of applause because that was deep as hell. And I'd assume hell is pretty deep, so Think about that for a moment. Let's move on to the second practice, biases. Unfortunately, questioning basic assumptions isn't the only practice you should apply to your critical thinking repertoire. Big word alert, meaning inventory. The skill that I personally find the most difficult to perfect is the recognition of biases. To be a strong critical thinker, you need to evaluate information objectively and recognize the biases within each statement. Even more importantly, to become a successful critical thinker, you must learn to set aside your own personal biases that will likely cloud the judgment of a situation. A good critical thinker is always aware of their personal prejudices and how those prejudices influence decisions and solutions. Week number two. Spend this week pretending you're a judge. When presented with a decision, put on a robe or whatever judges wear, grab a gavel, and sit at a lectern. Then spend some time evaluating the claims of both sides while being cognizant of the biases each side may possess, including yourself. To evaluate a situation thoroughly, ask yourself the following questions. Who does this benefit? Does the information being analyzed appear to have an agenda? Is the information overlooking, ignoring, or leaving out pertinent information that doesn't support a biased set of claims and beliefs? Does the information use language to sway an audience's perception of a fact? Number four, eternal learning. I am sorry, it's number three. Number three is eternal learning. In my personal opinion, which really doesn't mean much, the greatest chink in an individual's critical thinking armor is curiosity. You, me, and the guy sitting next to you all seem to have moments where we sit back and take everything presented to us as face value. When you think about it, taking something for face value can be a disaster, because it allows us to become complacent and cap our natural curiosity. Just think back to any moment when you were faced with an assault of why questions from a child. That is proof of our natural curiosity. Yet for some reason, as we get older, it becomes easier to get in the habit of keeping that curiosity and impulse to ask questions at bay. But that's no winning approach to being a strong critical thinker. Week number three. Spend this week learning something new. It sounds superficial, fluffy, and slightly pathetic, but curiosity stems from the want and need to be a lifelong learner. I'm not encouraging you to master the guitar or memorize pi. Just learn something you didn't know before. What have you always been curious about? Is there a question that you've always wanted to have answered? Whatever the circumstance may be, spend this week getting after it. Don't stop until you find the answer you seek, no matter how simple or difficult the question may seem. This is about your ability to achieve two things. First, satisfying an intellectual want, and second, developing the habit of deep curiosity. The fourth thing is be you. The greatest critical thinkers of this generation are those who are true to themselves. With all the content being created on the daily, we can all get bogged down by research, reading, and other people's opinions. Even this very blog post will likely shape your opinion in some way about critical thinking. It's just fact, although this blog is largely fact based on others' opinions. Week number four, spend this week being you. Don't be overconfident, but recognize that your thoughts are essential to developing new, innovative solutions. Be cognizant of the moments that you get lost in other people's work and opinions, and focus on forming your own rational thoughts and sharing your own unique opinions. The conclusion to this blog. There may be an endless amount of practices that enhance your creative thinking skills, but the main goal here was to get you started down a path that can enhance your ability to think differently. Critical thinking can be your unique X factor that differentiates you in the classroom, the workplace, and beyond. Week number five. Did you really think that I'd let you finish reading this post without one more piece of homework? Spend week five accepting that critical thinking is a lifelong journey. What I wrote here doesn't scratch the surface of all the information out there on critical thinking. Spend this week learning more. Always learn more.